Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
What a beautiful Sunday it is. My name is Michael Van Tol. This is the Michael Van Tol Show here on blogtalkradio.com, Sundays at 9 o'clock. And we've got a great Sunday morning team. They haven't chimed in yet, but I'm sure that a few will be. But it includes Henrietta Ivey, political analyst, home care advocate, community activist. Also, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster, evangelist, prophetess, songstress, Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal Temple, Stephen Cathy, chaplain with the International Police Fire Chaplains Association, minister and gospel artist Randall Smith, and of course, this program would not be on today if it wasn't for me starting out with the great Detroit spiritual ambassador missionary Hattie Humphrey. And guess what? One of the Sunday morning team is here right now. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Michael. Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey and good morning, Detroit.
Yes. I am so glad that we're up and running this morning. I've had so many different little issues today, all these little technical issues, but I'm glad we're up and running. We got a lot to cover, of course, news and weather too, but I do want to start off because many of you know that I work for Wayne County Commissioner Monique Bacon McCormick, and I got to tell you about some of these events that we've got coming up. We are doing the annual turkey giveaway on Monday, November 13th at two locations, one in Detroit and one in Redford. We are going to give away, I think last year we did about 150. We're going to try to do at least that this year and more to help our veterans. So we're going to try to get turkeys to over maybe between 100 and 150 households in November. Then we have our District 6 holiday reception Monday, December 18th at the North Rosedale Community House. So we're working on that. Then December 6th, it's Senior Day at the DIA. We're taking a whole group of seniors down to the DIA for the day. So I am so excited. We've got a lot of things geared up between now and the end of the year. Let me welcome to the air Stephen Cathy, Chaplain, International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, and gospel singer. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to the missionary today, man. And I just want to say hello to Detroit.
And you know what? I haven't talked to you since last Sunday. All I know is that you held it down. I mean, it got a little rocky there for a second last Sunday morning when you hosted the show for the first time, Chaplain. But you got through the rough spots. You almost was ready to throw in the towel.
Yeah, I was so glad to hear that commercial free button.
I know. When you heard me drop in those commercial breaks, you were so glad. And then your sister bailed you out, Henrietta Ivey. She called in, and you were so happy. I could hear it in your voice.
Yes. I appreciate that opportunity. I look forward to having it again. I'll be better prepared on next time.
Isn't it? Look, you should. I told you guys how I started out the first time I was on the radio with Missionary Humphrey. It was, you learn under fire, and I know you learned a lot last Sunday, because when I was on the not the Praise Network, but it was on one of the other, I think it was GPR 107.5 before they switched over to hip hop. But I was on, this was back in the day, got to be probably around 1998, 1999. It was my first time on the radio. And it was me, Missionary Humphrey, and an attorney, one of the sponsors. And in the middle of the show, both of them got up and went into the back to talk to the engineer because there was some issue and they wanted to settle, technical issue. They just walked away and left me there. I don't know what I said, but it seemed like, you know, an hour. It was probably more like about 3 minutes. But I don't remember what I said, but I kept it going, and I was so glad when I saw them walk back in the studio because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
But don't leave me with the mic now, because, you know, I've done whole shows by myself now. I never run out of stuff to say now. So, Chaplin, all I can say, you held it down. Huh?
If you sent that text, I was so happy because I was about ready to say, "Miss, do your points all through the show."
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be your point every day.
Well, thank you. And I know it got a little rough there. You know, I was actually, I think I was at dinner at the time. I mean, at breakfast at the time when you were on, and I couldn't break away, but I was monitoring. I had an earpiece in. And I was monitoring it and off and on while I was at breakfast with this group. And but you held it down. You got a little scary for a minute there, but you made it through. You made it through.
Yes,
that's all I can say.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yep. All right. Look, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather right after these messages.
Is a member of the Embryo team.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them, flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
All right, we are here in the news this morning. Unfortunately, Detroit police are investigating the murder of a well-known Detroit synagogue president found dead outside her home. She was brutally stabbed many times. Community leaders across Metro Detroit are mourning the death of Samantha Wall, W-O-L-L, the board president of Isaac Agree Downtown Detroit Synagogue, who was found dead outside her home in Lafayette Park, according to police. They Wool's death is being investigated as a homicide, of course. While on scene, officers observed a trail of blood leading to the victim's residence, which the crime is believed to have occurred. And that news has been broadcast worldwide. Unfortunately, it's Detroit in this particular story. The story has gone worldwide right now. A Colorado lawsuit to block Donald Trump from the ballot survives legal challenges in Colorado, and it's moving on in the legal process. This actually has some life. Let's see what it, you know. It's not the only state that has filed a lawsuit to block Donald Trump's name from the ballot, but this one so far is surviving. Israel not only is under fire from the north, they have also been battling West Bank targets from in yet one of three points that they are being attacked, especially along the south, along in Gaza. They have been also massing over almost 200,000 to 300,000 troops along the southern border with Gaza. Although two Americans were released by Hamas this weekend, that's a good sign. And aid is coming through the Gaza checkpoints to help with the Palestinians. Two co-defendants in Trump's Georgia RICO case have taken plea deals. They're expected to testify against Donald Trump next year. So it doesn't look good. He will probably most likely lose that case and be convicted. MSU, according to WDIV, MSU is in bad shape. It's not Thanksgiving yet, but MSU Spartan football season is a cooked goose already. The team almost threatened to cancel the game because they believed the Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and the UM staff were stealing secret signs from opposing teams. A U of M staffer was suspended this past week after allegedly stealing play-calling signals used by U of M opponents. So MSU was worried about the health and safety of their players, especially if the Wolverines knew exactly what their game plans were. But that's the least of their problems at MSU. The team is playing very poorly now, even before yesterday's 49-0 blowout by the Wolverines. The first time in 23 years that they've been scoreless in a rivalry game like this, and it's the largest margin of victory for UM in the history of the UM-MSU rivalry. And, of course, then the last straw, which we've been covering here on the Michael Van Til Show, and that is pulling down MSU, is Mel Tucker, the coach, MSU coach that was fired a few weeks ago. So the team is in bad shape, and they are ready for a rebuild. They're going to have to rebuild the MSU football team from the bottom up. They're in bad shape. They had to hit rock bottom yesterday with a 49-0, and all the other issues that are, you know, distracting them. Finally, in the news this morning, street grillers are keeping Detroit's outdoor barbecue culture alive. This is an interesting story. I'm reading now from WDET in a grassy Detroit lot between two vacant commercial buildings on Dexter and Monterey. Chicken wings slowly cook in a 55-gallon drum grill next to the smoker. It's a small white tent, one folding table, a few camping chairs, and tiny neon lights playing ABC by the Jackson 5. There's no storefront, no food truck, not even a sign, but Detroiters know what's up. It's one of the many unofficial food pop-ups scattered across the city. I don't know if you guys been noticing how many new little barbecue pop-ups are all over Detroit now. Some of them are even at gas stations, I noticed. That was a little scary. I'm like, okay, you got real fire at a gas station. You're cooking barbecue at a gas station. I know they were separated a little bit, but these things, I'm sure, I don't know if they're regulated or not. I've been tempted to stop. I don't know if any of you guys have stopped and getting one of these types pulled over and bought some barbecue from people like that just off the side of the road. I've been tempted to sometimes, but I think about, like, it, my safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the cleanliness. You know, these are all unregulated. And I guess you have to maybe try out one that you may be more familiar with, like maybe a church is hosting a little barbecue thing. I don't know, but maybe if they had one of the food trucks, I might try it, you know. But it looks good. It smells good, too, sometimes when I pass by it. So we'll see. That's it for the news. What's the weather like? And I see I'm here in Southfield this morning, and it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's cold. We are sitting at a temperature of currently 43 degrees. We're expecting a high today of only 53 and a low of 34. So expect partly cloudy skies today, but the sun will peak in and out all day. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies will continue with a high of 56 and a low of 48. On Tuesday, we'll have rain showers late in the day with a high of 71 and a low of 60. On Wednesday, the rain will continue.
Amen,
Chaplain. On Wednesday, the rain will continue with a high of 69 and a low of 56. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies will return with a high of 71 degrees. And a low of 64.
Oh, help us, Lord. Help us.
Amen. Help us, Lord. On Friday, rain showers will continue with a high of 67 and a low of 43. And on Saturday, we'll have part two of more rain showers with a high of 54 degrees and a low of 46. And that's the weather.
It's still good. Mm-hmm. You know, I like fall too. You know, I think spring is my favorite, you know, getting up on a nice warm, because we just got through the brutal winter, and it's nothing like getting up, not having to wear a jacket, coat, gloves. You can open up the sunroof for the first time, and you know, I love spring mornings. That's it. Sometimes I don't even want to, I'll be headed here to the office, and I'll be in the car with the sunroof open, drinking some coffee, checking my text messages, and won't even want to get out the car because it's so nice outside, you know. But it's still nice. I'm not complaining. Oh, I did forget to say that longtime Detroit news anchor Huel Perkins and Detroit Lions legend and radio host Lomas Brown will be the good marshals of the Thanksgiving Day parade here in Detroit. I think
that is
great. Yes, that is a great combination. Two Detroit legends. I love listening to Lomas Brown on, you know, the Lions broadcast. He is so real. Have you guys noticed that? I mean,
he is.
I'm glad he got that position. Because he is so genuine. He don't have no fakeness to him, and he will just say it. He just says it like it is. It's like he's sitting right next to you on the couch watching the game. You know, I just enjoy listening to Lomas Brown and how he keeps it so real. No, none of that fake stuff. I really appreciate that. All right. Well, let's hear from the team, what's going on? Let me start with you, Chaplain Kathy. What's going on? But I see your girl. She's been traveling. I can't wait for her to come back and give us an update. Henrietta Ivy, you know.
Yes, I saw that too.
I saw it. I just was like, I can't wait for her to get back. But let me welcome also another Sunday morning team, evangelist, prophetess, songstress, teacher, Christy Laster Andrews. I added teacher today.
Yeah.
I laugh every time. Good morning to the Sunday morning team.
good morning to our listening audience. I miss hearing your voices, so it's so good to be on with you this morning.
You know what? The next time I'm at Greater Pentecostal Chapel, the next time I'm there and I'm speaking, I'm gonna mention Prophetess Christy, and I'm gonna go through a list of all those titles.
Right.
I'm gonna go through my whole list, and I'm gonna say I want to thank Prophetess, Teacher, Evangelist, Songstress, Christy Lasseter for being on this show. I might even add a new one by then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Okay, Chaplain, take it away. You're a veteran now. You held it down. Prophetess, did you know that Chaplain Kathy hosted the show last Sunday? First time.
Yes, I did. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to join him with my crazy schedule, but yes, I did.
He would have been glad to have you on because, he almost gave up about 15 minutes into the show.
So
he almost threw it. He said, I don't know what's next. I don't know. He was saying something like that, but you made it through. You made it through, and I dropped in some commercials so you can take a little break and catch your breath, and then Henrietta Ivy jumped on and saved the day.
I thank her so much, because it's like that song, I'm lost without you. When y'all ain't there, I'm lost without you. You hear me? I need you.
Amen.
And I was so glad you could push that button. And take us to a I learned them. Benjamin Brothers really did. I learned it. We find them and fix them and flip them. I just started saying some of anything. You hear me? For real. I didn't know if I wanted to sing my way through it or what.
You were glad to hear it yet last week, huh?
Yes.
I tried to fill in as many as I could to help you out, to give you some extra time to get back on track, but you did make it through.
And
I appreciate it.
Well, I don't have anything going right now other than continuing to do God's will, continuing to purpose ourselves to do what God has woken us up the next day to get done. If God wakes you up for another day, he has a purpose in our lives. And so that's what I do. I thank God for it. I'm looking to put together a musical. And I'd like for you to come out and do some of your poetry. I'd like the whole team to come out and be a part of it. If you can't make it, I'd like you to zoom in on it, because I'm going to have it to where if you can't make it, you can at least still get in on it.
Send it in our little chat to us all, definitely.
So that's what I want to do. I just want to do a praise and worship extravaganza, and just give folks an opportunity to meet the team, and to get if they can meet us personally, or if they log in, they can meet us by Zoom, Facebook Live, whatever. But I want the people to meet just such a great and amazing team that we have here on this particular show, Michael Van Til Blog Talk Radio Show. But with that being said, I don't have much to say, but I thank you all. I thank you all so much. In fact, I'm going to pull up into a church where I'm speaking at briefly this morning. So I'm going to pull up in there right now, but I don't have the phone in my head. I got the phone on the speaker. So the
Amen.
God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you all. Keep on keeping on.
And until next time, this has been Brother Stephan on the Michael Van Til Blog Talk Radio Show. God bless you all.
All right. He's got that fire and energy. He's fired up. He's fired up, ready to go this morning.
And ready to
speak and preach, I'm sure. So great. And you said a lot, and I think that's a good idea. We definitely need to do that one of these days and have something. Maybe we can plan something in the spring where we have a little breakfast reception at one of the restaurants, someplace like like Joe Louis Kitchen, you know. I'm gonna work it out because we need to take it to that level, and do something like that and just have a meet and greet one morning. You know, that's a great idea. Great idea. All right. Okay, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. I know you got something for us.
I do. I have a feel good story that I thought was amazing about a 14-year-old young scientist. What if washing your hands to prevent getting a simple flu virus was all that was needed to prevent skin cancer? Bold as that sounds, it wasn't an Anderson Center laureate who came up with the idea, but a 14-year-old. Hammond Bekele, a ninth grader at W.T. Woodson High School in Annandale, Virginia, was awarded the $25,000 grand prize as the winner of the 2023 3M Young Scientist Challenge with a melanoma treatment in the form of a bar of soap. As the winner of the nation's premier middle school science contest, now in its 16th year, Bekele has been accorded the prestigious title of America's top young scientist. He explains that his work was spurred on by discovering the recovery rate of melanoma in the United States compared to sub-Saharan Africa, which is 99% to 20%. By combining simple compounds in the soap that kept costs low, he was also able to create a product that stimulates the activity of dendritic cells, which act as protectors of skin cells. The need for scientists and innovators to develop solutions for the world's biggest challenges has never been greater. This year's Young Scientist Challenge finalists have demonstrated the skills required to reimagine what's possible through intelligence, curiosity, collaboration, and resilience, said John Benevitz, Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of 3M. I thought this was amazing that a 14-year-old had the wherewithal to create this and actually won. And just for some statistics, skin cancer is the most common cancer found in the United States, with an average annual treatment cost of $8.1 billion.
Mm.
So if this is something that actually can be mass produced and help people, this is a game changer for people struggling with skin cancer.
You know, that is a good story. There are, you know, we know technology and new things. There's some things that are coming out are questionable. But this one,
mm-hmm.
that was nice to just use like
mm-hmm.
a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Man, appreciate that. All right, Prophetess Christy Laster Andrews.
Thank you, Kimberly, for your feel good story.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
So there are a few things that come to mind. So first I'll tell you what I have going on. I always have something going on, and I don't always get a chance to really share. So I'll just share really quick something that's near and dear to my heart that we have coming up. And so over 25 years ago, my mom started the women's ministry at Greater Pentecostal Temple. And, of course, you all know that she passed away in 2017. And since then, I have stepped into the role of being the women's director at the ministry. So there's another title for you, Michael, to add to that list. And we have been continuing on with our annual women's conferences. So every November, we try to go away. The pandemic kind of hindered that a bit. But November the 10th, 11th, and the 12th, we're going to go to Port Huron, the DoubleTree at Port Huron, and have our women's conference. That Sunday, the 12th, we'll come back and have Women's Day at 11 a.m. So I thank God for just giving me the energy, the ability to be able to navigate through this emotionally after having lost my mother, because this was something that was near and dear to her. The opportunity to bless women, to encourage women, to uplift them, empower them, and share with them the beautiful gifts that God had given her. So that's one of the things that is coming up really soon. And then we'll do something on Halloween at the church from, we don't celebrate Halloween. We call it Harvest. It's just an alternative so that our kids mm-hmm. won't go door to door and all of that. So I just had, I did have a thought this morning, and I'll make it really, really quick. And you've heard it so many times, and it's so cliche, but it's reality. If he did it before, he can do it again, right? We've heard it so many times. And this morning I was thinking about David when he went to deliver the food to his brothers, right? His dad sent him to deliver the food to his older brothers that were in battle, and basically they were afraid of Goliath. Right. And so David, with his nosy self, he was like, well, what's going on? And he saw the Philistine tormenting the people, talking about their God and everything. And David's response was, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is coming against the army of God? And, you know, his brother's like, you're just trying to be nosy. You just want to see what's going on. He's like, I'll actually come to do what my father told me to do, but I'm trying to get an understanding of what's happening, what is coming against God's people that has God's people feeling uncomfortable and afraid. Long story short, David remembered when he was in the field serving, when he was tending to the sheep, that he had come against a lion and he had come against a bear that was trying to cause harm to his sheep that he was tending to. So it doesn't matter whatever we're facing in our lives. You have to remember that God brought you to this place before. He helped you. He delivered you. He got you over the hump. He pushed you to the next level. When you didn't have a radio station, he positioned you and put you in the presence of people that would bring you on the radio. Before you had a podcast, he gave you the idea, the thought, and the knowledge, and maybe there were a few obstacles that you had to overcome. Before you got married, you desired to be married, and he positioned you to meet the right one to get married. You thought about a business, you didn't know how you were going to do it, but then all of a sudden you were in the right place at the right time and you gathered the right information to overcome maybe the lack of knowledge or how to get it started. So it doesn't matter where you are in your life. Remember, God has kept you before, he helped you before, and he will do it again. So it's just time for us to realize who we are and the power that we possess. We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So that's my thought for this morning.
Amen. I love that. That mm-hmm. love that, you know, that devotion there. Fear gets a lot of people tripped up. There are so many people sitting at home right now doing nothing mm-hmm. because they were afraid to take that step to afraid. And, you know, God gave them an opportunity, but because they were afraid, you know how many people are afraid just to speak, afraid mm-hmm. to get up and speak in front of people. And that has caused many people to deviate from their calling just because of the fear of speaking. I remember Aretha Franklin was afraid of flying. So mm-hmm. she drove to all of her venues or took a motor coach, you know, was chauffeured around because she was afraid to fly. But there's a lot of fear out here, a fear of speaking, fear of taking that step. But, you know, I think you got to add, you got to pray, because that fear thing, that's, I don't know. I think that might be the number one thing that the enemy uses, because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy just to drop some fear. Let me do something just to put some fear in them, because that'll get a high percentage of people right there. Let me just add some fear. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It works. It works, that mm-hmm. fear factor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought sometimes think about what you would do in a position. And I thought, I remember when Kwame Kilpatrick was going through his stuff, and I was like, you know, if I was mayor, I wouldn't let all that stuff happen. But I wouldn't have did all that. But you got to be careful about saying all that stuff. It's because when you're in that position, you're going to get all the stuff thrown at you just like he did. And you may not do something that he did. You may do something else. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I used to say that at first, like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You don't know. You don't know, because once you get hit with it, you know, I thought about, you know, people always talk about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and all that. I think about now just, you know, going and protesting something. You can get put in jail, arrested. Mm-hmm. You can get, look what those civil rights people had to deal with in back in the 50s and 60s. The water cannons, they blast water at you. The dogs, they put the dogs on people. So when you march, it's not like how we march in the day. We march today, we pull up in our Cadillac, park, get out, have on our coats and jackets, and, you know, it's a feel-good thing. We got coffee and hot chocolate sharing around. You know, it's like a little party, breakfast party, early in the morning, getting up and go out and protesting. Back in 67, 68, if you were protesting, you got the dogs put on you. You got beat down with batons by the police back then. It was, they firebombed your house. They firebombed your house. Think about what you would do now. I tell you, you have to get past that fear. And people like Martin Luther King got past that fear. He told you, he's seen the mountaintop. What he knew this stuff was going to come at him, but he looked past it. Let me see here. See, prophetess, I slipped up. Didn't even realize it. Slipped up and
that sounds like fear to me, doesn't it? You know, prophetess.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like fear. And what did the word say in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7? For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline.
Y'all wouldn't even stop me. Y'all wouldn't even slow me down. Y'all just sitting there listening to me, knowing that I'm out my lane. I should be doing some poetry right now. And I'm up here talking about fear and about, you know, having courage and all that stuff. But all I know is that I recognize it may be easy for us to talk about the 60s, the 50s, and even before that, because, you know, it was even worse. We couldn't even get out there. Look, remember, there were laws that we couldn't even congregate. I don't think more than two African-Americans, two blacks could not. That was the law. They didn't want us to get into groups. They didn't want us to read and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was fearful. I mean, I think about those people, like I was – you know, I've watched one of my favorite movies, even though it's painful to watch, Saving Private Ryan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that the Greatest Generation, you know, your dad, Evangelist, is part of that Greatest Generation. My dad, mom and dad, were part of the Greatest Generation. You know, those values of working hard to provide for your family, bringing them up the right way, and providing for your family and protecting your country. That was the Greatest Generation. And guess what? So many people died in World War II and were dying, and countries were taken over by Hitler. And you know what? The only way that we can fight against it was to send hundreds and hundreds of thousands of American troops into Europe. And I don't know if it's one of the most painful scenes in ever in a movie was when the Allies, when the Americans, the British, the French, the Canadians, when the British, the Canadians, and the Americans, when we stormed the beaches at Normandy, when we, do you know some of those boats full of soldiers, they were shot up before they even got out their boat, before they even got to the beach, to Omaha Beach or Normandy Beach. Before they even got to the beach, many of them died in the boat. The bullets pierced the boats. And as soon as they brought the ramp down to let the men out into the beach, onto the water and the sand, they got shot. Some of them were throwing up in the boat. They could hear what was going on around them. And you're talking about fear. That must have been one of the most fearful times ever in America's history. And can you imagine being a soldier going out there? And that's what we are. We're soldiers in God's army. And some of us are way in the back, you know, and we're comfortable, you know. Some of us, you know, I let me stop in a few minutes because I don't, this preaching thing, I'm supposed to be a poet, you know, but some of us are comfortable because we're in the back. We right now we pulled up the cook job. We're cooking, we're sweeping, you know, we're way in the back. But there's some of us who are right on the front line. Let's see, like Prophetess Christie, some of us are on the front line. But you know what? One day, we may get called up to the front. Somebody might fall by next to Evangelist Christie, and they might call me up. And will I be able to have the strength, because of all the fear, to grab my shield and sword and get up front? Y'all making me emotional, man.
But you know what? You know what? My answer to what you're saying, and I know I can't answer for you, but I want to say yes, because anything that God would have you to do, whether it's being on the front line, the sideline, wherever you are in the fight, he prepares you for any battle that you have to face. And so your experiences, your upbringing, your time on the radio, your time in banking, in finance, and all of that, all of those things have prepared you or whatever it is that's going to come. So, yes, will you be prepared? Will you have what it takes? And, you know, like Kim said, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Yeah.
And listen, there's nothing that will come upon you that you cannot handle. You have the strength to handle it. But a lot of times, you know, we try to fight in our own ways, or we try to figure out how to do things based on our mentality or our basic knowledge. But when you go to fight, you put God in the forefront. And you hang with him, you'll win every time. So it doesn't matter whatever the battle is, because you're on the winning team. You just have to get in there.
that fear... We tend to give fear all the attention and make it number one. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, just think about it. God's presence is so powerful. Just his presence can turn things around. And just imagine if there was not God's presence in this world, on this earth. If you don't think God's power is awesome and enormous and big and powerful. Just be without it for a while and you'll see. It's a very strong situation. It's very strong. Mm-hmm. It's stronger than we think. You know, I remember during all the stuff when Trump was in, and I remember everybody saying, how could he do this? How could he get away with this? How could he get away with this? But guess what? He never got away with it. And all the people, look at those two co-defendants I talked about at the top mm-hmm. of the hour that have pleaded mm-hmm. guilty. Donald Trump is not getting away with anything. He hasn't gotten away mm-hmm. with anything. And he's going to be paying mm-hmm. the price for all that he did for the rest of his life. And mm-hmm. all this stuff he's talking about, he just got fined for putting out some stuff about one of the judge's clerks. He got fined $5,000 mm-hmm. for it, and the judge said, keep on doing it, and the fine's going to go up. And if mm-hmm. keep on doing that, we're going to come and get you, and yes, we will lock you up. So, you know, but that's God's good presence in this world. That's the good in this world. You think people get away with stuff. You know, you might have a drug dealer living across the street from you, and you see all the fancy cars and his fancy suits. He's in and out all day. You know, it might not be nothing going on violent, you know, because, you know, they know how to find the right places to live and because they want to blend in. They don't want the mm-hmm. drama. They want to be a superstar. They want to be a big-time entertainment. That's what they want. They want to be a superstar. They don't want the violence around them either, you know? But you look at them sometimes, you think, wow, he's getting away with that. He's doing real good. And let me tell you, no, they're not. They're always in fear. Mm-hmm. I was watching Power mm-hmm. the other night on one of the streaming networks about the drug dealing gangsters and all that stuff in Chicago, the new one, Power Force. And one of the things that they showed was that these, no matter how big you are, you're living in fear 24/7.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
24/7. And mm-hmm. somebody's always ready to knock you off and take your spot. It's so much scheming going on. They're not comfortably happy in power, these gangsters. No, mm-hmm. they're not. They are worried every day. Every day. But you know what? We don't need to worry when God is in the picture. And I think and going back to Saving Private Ryan, but you know, they were saying the Lord's Prayer on those boats as they approached the beaches, to storm the beaches to fight back against Hitler. A lot of those were praying. A lot of those men were praying in the boats and as they got up onto the shore. But guess what? Eventually, might have taken hours. It cost, I forgot how many thousands of Americans died that day on the beaches in Normandy. But guess what? They were finally able to get up those steep cliffs, those steep hills. If you get a chance, Google D-Day, Normandy, and you look where they had to climb while under fire to get up on those cliffs to get to the Germans. The Germans were just shooting down at them like it was a duck shoot. They had, the Americans had nowhere to cover, nowhere to hide, but eventually they did get up over the cliffs and started to attack the Germans in their gun positions and things like that. Man, you know what? I that is, Evangelist, you got us on this thing about fear, and I appreciate that, and I hope that somebody listening today will realize that what's holding them back is nothing else than fear from something that they know they need to do or though they need to stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't think I was going to talk that long. Wow.
That's good. But I'll tell you this, Michael. Something that my dad would always say, and the older I get, the more I say things that my dad used to say. But and you've heard it before, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Real, uh-huh.
So oftentimes when fear is upon us in our hearts, in our minds, it's really something that is not real before you, but it's your mind telling you you can't overcome and you can't do this and you can't do that. And it's crippling. It's crippling.
Yeah.
But what I tell people often is, even if you are afraid, do it afraid. Do it when you're nervous. And you'll get better. You'll get stronger. You'll overcome it. Just whatever you do, just keep moving and don't allow it to completely stop you. I'll share a quick story. I used to work with someone, and they had taken a trip to California. And it was like a conference or something they had gone to. And when they came back, they were all bruised up and had to go to physical therapy for their elbow, for their hip, and for their leg. Mm. And I'm like, what happened? They were walking down the street, headed to wherever the conference was, and I think they needed to get on the public transit to get there. And so there was someone else walking down the street as well. And the other person was an African-American, and this person was not, that came back bruised up. And so in their mind, the person that was near them was going to come and attack them, try to steal their wallet or try to, you know, rob them or harass them. And so they were walking faster and faster, trying to get away from someone that was not chasing them, kept turning back. And they fell, right, flat on the concrete, bruised their elbow, bruised their knee, messed up their hip, had to go to months of physical therapy. False evidence appearing real. The other person was not even thinking about them, let alone thinking about robbing them or harassing them. So they messed themselves up because of fear.
Yeah.
I just want to share that story.
Don't wow, no, no, great story. And
so,
I think...
can I share for a moment?
Sure.
So, on Friday, this is a true story, and I was debating whether or not I should even share this story. Holy Spirit told me I should.
Mm-hmm.
So, Friday, I was sitting in my office. I work in a university, so we are a public building. And I had a mentally disturbed gentleman walk into my office. And I was actually on the phone, and I had my phone on speaker because I'm in the office by myself. It's Friday. Not a lot of people are in my particular part of the building. And he just walked into my office and started talking to me.
Wow.
And I thought it was a student. And so I engaged him for a moment, and then he turned completely around because he just started looking at everything in my office. And he's like, this is your office. Wow. This... And then I thought, oh, he's homeless. He had bad pain from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And then he said, I need to go to the bathroom. So I told him where the bathroom was. And I sat there for a moment, and I thought, okay, what do I do? I need to go tell somebody. And the Holy Spirit said, get up. I heard it as loud and as clear as I'm talking
really?
To you guys
wow.
now. I grabbed my cell phone. I got up. I closed my office door. This gentleman who I thought had gone to the bathroom was in the hallway, who I thought I heard in the hallway. I know I heard voices, but he wasn't. He was sitting right outside of my office.
Ooh.
And in that moment, I had fear
wow.
because I didn't know what was going to happen. However, and this isn't bragging, this is exactly what Prophetess just said, do it afraid. I said, okay, God, you are with me. I know you're with me. I feel your presence with me. I know I'm protected. Help me get through this situation. I had an additional conversation about water. I gave the gentleman a bottle of water because he asked could he have some. I did. And he walked out. And as soon as I was able to get away from him, I darted downstairs
to another person's office who I knew could help, and we ended up calling public safety. We were safe. Nothing happened. The gentleman was fine. He just had to be escorted out of the building. But I say all that to say that anything can happen. And had I engaged him in a different way, the results could have been different. You know, our fearless leader, missionary Hattie Humphrey, says this all the time. If you're going to pray, why worry? And if you're going to worry, why pray? The opposite of fear, we have to trust God. And many times when people are walking in fear or reacting to some of the temptations that the enemy throws at us, and you're right, Michael, everybody's temptation is different. Your temptations will be catered to you.
Yep, the enemy is,
heard that
he schemes on us.
Everybody would be different. So what affects one person is very easy to say, oh, that wouldn't bother me. It may not, but guess what? There is something that the devil can get at you that he can bother you.
Yes,
but
that's
we have
right.
to continue to trust in God. We got to continue to pray. Because if we're going to feed the fear, then there is no need to pray. Because we're feeding the fear and not feeding our faith. So let's feed our faith. Trust in God and keep ourselves in prayer.
What a powerful message. What a, I can't wait to push this out and send this out. Somebody's going to be helped this morning from
the three of us shared.
Feed your faith. And I know we just have about 4 minutes left, but I do want to pick up on something you said, Kimberly, that the enemy deals with us on an individual basis. And if he knows you like some one thing, he's going to throw that at you. And if you if you conquer that, or he's going to throw something else next week, you know. So don't think it's all over just because, you know, he tempted me yesterday. I fought through it, and I'm okay now. I'm good. Oh, no. He's coming for you. He's coming back. And he's going to send get something else to throw at you, and then he's going to make it bigger and better. Okay?
That's right.
So that's getting into a whole nother thing. Look, I enjoyed this morning. I enjoyed this morning, and as usual, our fearless, inspirational leader, she kicked it off and started this thing about, you know, not being afraid and fighting fear. So thank you for getting us on this. When I go back and listen to it, I'm listening to this again. I'm definitely listening to this show again. There's so much in here. But thank you, guys. Thank you for a great show, and it's Sunday morning, and it's a good way to start out on a Sunday morning. So God bless you. Have a great day today. Enjoy the day with you and your families and your husbands, and, you know, God bless you all, and have a great day today.
God bless. Have a great week, guys.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.